can you just talk briefly about what Aqib Talib has brought to your defense and what he's allowed you to do since you acquired him?
Sure. I mean, I think obviously, you know, it's great to get another veteran player in the back end, someone that has some, you know, excellent experience in the NFL and can really, you know, fit in with a younger group or and kind of really just blend into the guys that we have and fit, you know, the pieces. He's done a real good job really coming in and adapting to our system, learning the defense as we, you know, run it in the different coverages that we play, and overall just been, you know, an excellent teammate, really kind of a guy that the other guys, you know, fit in with and get along with and obviously then compete and play hard with. So I think it's just been a real good, you know, addition for us from a teammate standpoint. Obviously as a player, you know, he's got a real good skill set for the position outside. He's, you know, got some speed, ability. He's long. He can be physical, tackle, and do some of the things that we're asking him to do. So it's been a real good experience for us.
I was just wondering, now that you're going to be rematched with the Ravens in the AFC Championship, what have you seen from them that really put them into this position? And how have you seen Flacco kind of develop and blossom this season to get his team to this point?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're talking about an excellent offense, certainly one that has the ability to pound the ball at you and run the ball downhill, be aggressive, and you know, be a tough physical team, and then an offense that has the ability to throw the deep ball downfield, get the vertical passing game going, excellent skill set of receivers along with the tight end position, and then also, you know, has particular players on the team that do a good job in the, you know, what we call controlled passing game, where the ball can come out quickly, or, you know, possession controlled passing game situation. So I think, you know, their offensive line obviously is working well together and really, you know, improving every game as the season has gone on. So they've given him some confidence and some time back there to run the offense and have the ability to take a good look at the field and the coverage and get the ball into the, you know, proper receiver's hands. So I think obviously, you know, they do an excellent job, and it's just an offense that has continually improved, and the quarterback obviously is the one that drives that, being the guy that, you know, stands back there and makes all the right decisions. So I think it's a, you know, obviously a huge challenge for us.
How impressed were you by his performance against the Broncos?
I mean, I really thought he, you know, showed a lot of mental toughness. I think the team in general, obviously, the, you know, the Ravens are a very mentally tough team, very physically tough team, a team that went into, you know, Denver and obviously, you know, took their shots, weren't afraid, went right after them, played aggressive. You know, the quarterback obviously knew what he was looking for and found the open guys and got the ball downfield, which was, you know, very impressive, you know, for him. So I just think it was, you know, real good job by them going out to Denver and playing their style of football and starting with the quarterback.
Hey, Matt. How you doing, Matt? It's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Matt, the game was so long ago, September 23rd, I think, against the Ravens. I'm curious what you take from that, if anything, heading into this game.
Yeah, I mean, good question. It was a while ago, but I think obviously, you know, you really have to analyze that game and take a good look at it, see where their team has evolved to from that point. What are some of the things that obviously caused you some issues in the first game? Some of those concepts that can repeat in the next game, you need to be alert and aware for to make sure that you have those handled. Some of the different things that you might see in the game, whereas, you know, where some either strong points or, you know, obviously some weak points that game plan wise you thought were good or bad that you might want to carry over or not carry over. I think, you know, along with this year's, you know, obviously take a look at some of the previous games we played against these guys. There's a good history of the two teams playing against each other and, you know, a real competitive game. So I think you're going to try to analyze all that, take a look at it and see, you know, what you can come up with that'll best hopefully help you put you in a successful situation for the weekend.
Yeah, going back even further, Matt, I mean, does last season's AFC Championship game fall into that category at all?
I think, you know, you want to do your due diligence with all of those different, you know, games and scenarios and situations that come up. So I certainly think it would be advantageous of you to take a look at all of it.
And Matt, where are you right now in terms of the process? Like, have you put Houston to bed? Are you still going through corrections? You know, or is it full steam ahead on the Ravens at this point?
Yeah, we're obviously kind of in both situations. We're, obviously wrapping up our game from yesterday here and getting everybody on board looking at Baltimore.
Thank you, Matt.
Yep. Great. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.